Words of the Prophet, Your Family. Here are the spiritual blueprints for a happy home by President Gordon B. Hinckley. You will know no greater happiness than that found in your home. From Ensign, May 1998, page 51. The greatest joys of life are experienced in happy family relationships. The most poignant of sorrows, the most bleak and forlorn feelings of misery come of unhappy family life. From Ensign, August 1992, page 5. The stuff of which eternity is made. The family is divine. It was instituted by our Heavenly Father. It encompasses the most sacred of all relationships. Only through its organization can the purposes of the Lord be fulfilled. From Ensign, January 1994, page 5. We have learning to gain, work to do, service to give. We are here with a marvelous inheritance, a divine endowment. How different this world would be if every person realized that all of his actions have eternal consequences. How much more satisfying our years may be if in our accumulation of knowledge, in our relationships with others, in our business affairs, in our courtship and marriage, and in our family rearing, we recognize that we form each day the stuff of which eternity is made. From Ensign, January 1994, page 4. Strengthen the family you're in now. Let us continually work to strengthen our families. Let us not take one another for granted, but let us constantly work to nurture a spirit of love and respect for each other. We must guard against fault-finding, anger, and disrespect one for another. From Ensign, May 1999, pages 88 and 89. If we would look for the virtues in one another and not the vices, there would be much more of happiness in the homes of our people. There would be far less of divorce, far less of infidelity, much less of anger and rancor and quarreling. There would be more of forgiveness, more of love, more of peace, more of happiness. This is as the Lord would have it. From Ensign, May 1998, page 51. Pray together to stay together. I feel satisfied that there is no adequate substitute for the morning and evening practice of kneeling together, father, mother, and children. This, more than soft carpets, more than lovely draperies, more than cleverly balanced color schemes, is the thing that will make for better and more beautiful homes. From Ensign, February 1991, page 2. In such a home, parents are loved and not dreaded. They are appreciated and not feared. And children are regarded as gifts of the Lord, to be cared for, nurtured, encouraged, and directed. There may be an occasional disagreement. There may be small quarrels. But if there is prayer in the family and love and consideration, there will be a residue of affection that will bind forever and a loyalty that will always guide. From Ensign, January 1994, page 5. Aim for a temple marriage. Every normal young man desires a wife. Every normal young woman desires a husband. Be worthy of the mate you choose. Respect him or her. Give encouragement to him or her. Love your companion with all your heart. This will be the most important decision of your life, the individual whom you marry. There is no substitute for marrying in the temple. It is the only place under the heavens where marriage can be solemnized for eternity. Don't cheat yourself. Don't cheat your companion. Don't shortchange your lives. Marry the right person in the right place at the right time. Choose a companion of your own faith. You are much more likely to be happy. Choose a companion you can always honor. You can always respect. One who will compliment you in your life. One to whom you can give your entire heart, your entire love, your entire allegiance, your entire loyalty. From Ensign, February 1999, page 2. A strong family is worth the work. I believe in the family where there is a husband who regards his companion as his greatest asset and treats her accordingly, where there is a wife who looks upon her husband as her anchor and strength, her comfort and security, where there are children who look to mother and father with respect and gratitude, where there are parents who look upon those children as blessings and find a great and serious and wonderful challenge in their nurture and rearing. The cultivation of such a home requires effort and energy, forgiveness and patience, love and endurance and sacrifice, but it is worth all of these and more. From Ensign, August 1992, pages 5 and 6. When all is said and done, this is what the gospel is about. The family is a creation of God. It is the basic creation. The way to strengthen the nation is to strengthen the homes of the people. From Ensign, May 1998, page 51. End of Words of the Prophet, Your Family, by President Gordon B. Hinckley. Idealist.